Once the photograph is drawn, then the real work starts, because we need to make sense out of this trace. What does this shape mean in terms of the environmental wind at this time? Does this profile help or hinder convection? If we do have convection, what will become of it? What mode will it be in? We can begin to answer these questions and many others through variations of this concept of shear, which again is what the hodegraph is plotting, the differences in wind speed and direction with height. So we're going to explore these parameters, vertical or bulk shear, total shear, and the mean shear vector listed in the next few slides.